Easter, Week 5, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia. How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from far, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 130. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. Psalm 131. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the Strong One of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephrata we heard of the ark, we found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling, let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness, your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm for ever. Psalm 131 continued. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Sion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever, here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce, I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe their priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower, I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm forever. God has given us a new birth and a living hope, alleluia, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia. A reading from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 22. The angel said to me, John, do not keep the prophetic words of this book a secret, because the time is near when all this will happen. Whoever is evil must go on doing evil, and whoever is filthy must go on being filthy. Whoever is good must go on doing good, and whoever is holy must go on being holy. Listen, says Jesus, I am coming soon. I will bring my rewards with me to give to each one according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Happy are those who wash their robes clean, and so have the right to eat the fruit from the tree of life, and go through the gates into the city. But outside the city are the perverts, and those who practice magic, the immoral and the murderers, those who worship idols, and those who are liars, both in words and deeds. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to announce these things to you in the churches. I am the descendant from the family of David. I am the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. Everyone who hears this must also say, Come. Come, whoever is thirsty, accept the water of life as a gift, whoever wants it. I, John, solemnly warn everyone who hears the prophetic words of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to his punishment the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away anything from the prophetic words of this book, God will take away from him his share of the fruit of the tree of life and his share of the holy city, which are described in this book. He who gives his testimony to all this says, Certainly so, I am coming soon. So be it. Come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with us all. A responsory from Revelation. I am of David's line, the root of David, and the bright star of morning. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. Everyone who hears this must also say, Come. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Alleluia. Come, all you who are thirsty. Come to the waters. Come to me and listen to my words. Everyone who hears this must also say, Come. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Alleluia. A reading from the Discourse of St. Augustine on the Psalms, on Psalm 148. The Paschal Alleluia. The praise of God should be the object of our meditation in this life, because in the life to come it will forever be the object of our rejoicing. No one will be fit to receive the life to come unless he has prepared himself in this life to receive it. And so, in this life, we do not only praise God, we make petition to him. Our praise is expressed with joy, our petitions with sighs. For we have been promised that we shall receive what we do not yet possess. And since he is true to his promises, we rejoice in hope. But since we have not yet received what he promised, we sigh in longing. It is good for us to persevere in longing until the promise comes true, and sighing is a thing of the past, and unalloyed rejoicing takes its place. There are, then, two ages. The first is the present age, which consists of the temptations and tribulations of this life. The second is the future age, which consists of everlasting peace and rejoicing. So, too, we celebrate two seasons, one before Easter and one after. The season before Easter signifies the tribulation in which we now live. The present season, after Easter, signifies the happiness which will be ours hereafter. What we celebrate before Easter, we already experience. What we celebrate after Easter signifies that we do not yet possess what we celebrate. And so we keep the season before Easter in fasting and prayer. But in the present season, we relax our fast and devote ourselves to praise. This is the meaning of the Alleluia which we sing. Both of these truths are symbolized and expressed in the life of Christ our head. The Lord's Passion reminds us of our state of need in this present life, in which we have to toil and suffer and finally die. The Lord's resurrection and his glorification reveal to us the life which is destined to be ours. So now, my brethren, I urge you to praise God. This is what we all say to one another when we say, Alleluia. Praise the Lord, you say to one another you are addressing, and he says the same to you. And by urging one another in this way, people do what they are urging the other to do. Praise God with the whole of yourselves. It is not only your tongue and your voice that should praise him, but your conscience, your life, your deeds. We are praising God at this moment when we are gathered together in the church. When anyone leaves to go home, in a sense, he ceases to praise God. But provided he does not cease living a good life, he praises God continually. You stop praising God only when you turn aside from righteousness and all that pleases him. For if you never turn aside from a holy life, though your tongue is silent, your life speaks aloud. God has ears for what your heart is saying. For just as we have ears for men's voices, God has ears for their thoughts. A response from John 16. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. Alleluia. You will weep while the world rejoices, but your sorrow will turn into joy. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, you gave us the life of heaven by the new birth of baptism. You implanted in us the seed of eternity by your gift of grace. Lead us in your providence to the fullness of glory. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.